So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf cited a machlokes regarding bechor shachazei dam, a bechor that was seized by an illness of excessive blood, which can sometimes cause it to die, where the one may let some of its blood. Remeir says, mekizin lo yis adam b'mokim shein oisim b'imum. We may let its blood, but only at a place where it will not leave a blemish. B'chamayim, at the mokim shein oisim b'imum, it is permitted even where it will leave a blemish, if this is how he needs to save it from dying. It is always forbidden to let its blood, even if it will die without this remedy. The Gemara cited a machlokes regarding chavish al truma shenol basafik tuma, a barrel of truma about which one is uncertain whether it became tummy. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Emayisa b'mokam aturfer yadchena b'mokam hamutzna." One should still put it in a hidden place where it is protected from becoming certainly tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Emayisa menachas b'mokam hamutzna yadchena b'mokam aturfer." On the contrary, he should put it in a place where it is exposed to tuma, so that it will most likely become certainly tummy. And Rabbi Gamliel says, "Lo yichadish b'daber." He should not do anything. He no longer needs to protect it, but he should not expose it to certain tuma either. At first, the Gemara in the previous daf assumes that these two topics are interdependent. However, the Gemara concludes, Hacha b'kroi palik v'hacha b'kroi pligi. These are two distinct machlekes, each based on different psukim. The Gemara first explains the machlekes regarding b'chor shachazei dam. As Rashi explains, Hamakis dam b'b'chor shachazei dam have a matl mum b'bal mum, de'en l'chob bal mum godl himenu shari yamas. The b'chor that suffers from excessive blood is already considered blemished, and by bloodletting, one is causing a blemish in an already blemished animal. Therefore, the machlekes is as follows. Remeir says, Makizin lo yas adam, b'mokim shein oisim b'mum. Because Rav Meir holds asul hatl mum b'malmum, and the Chacham say makizin lo yis adam af b'makom shalisim b'mum. Because the Chacham hold mutl hatl mum b'malmum. This machlekes is based on how we understand the following pasuk of mum. The pasuk says tamim yil l'ratzin kol mum lo yiboy. This pasuk teaches the lav not to make a mum in the carbon, because for the purpose of the drasha we read it as kol mum lo yahayiboy. Do not cause a blemish in it. Rav Meir savu kol mum lo yiboy. The extra word kol prohibits inflicting a blemish even in an animal that is already blemished. However, the Rabbanan expound tam yil l'ratzin, tam haro l'ratzin amarti lach, l'chol mum loy tatl bo, av ba mum loy. It's only forbidden to inflict a blemish on tamim, unblemished animals. And kol mum loy yiboy l'grama, the extra word kol includes causing a blemish indirectly, such as shlo yovi dveilu ubetzek v'nechena ala oizen, kedei shayovi kelo v'yechlena. It is forbidden to place food on the animal's ear so that a dog should come and eat it and blemish the ear in the process. And according to a mayor, tam yil l'ratzin l'mu'utei psulei magdashon l'achar pidyanin. This pasuk excludes disqualified karbanas that were redeemed. Since we might have thought, hayil v'asir b'gizei v'avoyde b'mum nami litzru, since it is forbidden to work with them or to share them, it is also forbidden to inflict a blemish. Therefore, tam yil l'ratzin excludes them because they are no longer meant to be brought as a karban. The Gemara next explains the sources of these various opinions regarding truma. The pasuk says, "Vani hini nesati luchas mishmeres trumasi." One must guard truma from becoming tummy. Yeshua holds, "Harui luchas shamer v'shein harui luchas loy tishmer." One must guard only that which is fit for you, and the truma that might be tummy is not fit for eating. Therefore, Yeshua says, "Imhoisu menachas b'makom amutzno yanechena b'makom haturfa." He no longer needs to guard it. However, Rabbi Yezer holds, "Hanami ruyehi shemayav Eliyahu b'tarena." It is considered fit since Eliyahu can come and resolve our uncertainty. Differently, as it says, "Amhitzu b'makom aturfa yanechena b'makom amutzna," he still needs to guard it. Zok the Mishnah, "Hatzarim oizen b'bachar." One inflicts a blemish on the ear of a bachar, or any blemish for that matter, which is forbidden by a law in the pasuk called mum lo yiboy. We have the following machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Harizal lo yishchut oilamis." He's forbidden to ever slaughter it. "V'chamayim noyled by mum achar yishchut olav." If it develops another blemish, he can slaughter it based on the second blemish. In this Mishnah, Rabbi Yezer kanis li'oilam, Rabban li'kanti li'oilam. Rabbi Yezer imposed a permanent penalty, while the Rabban do not. However, the Gemara cites a Mishnah where they seem to take the opposite positions. Mishra ha'isle baharis v'niktitza tar. If someone's tzaras was severed unintentionally, he's tar. However, katsa b'miskaven, if he cut off intentionally, which is forbidden by Allah in the pasuk yishama b'nega tzaras, Rabbi Yezer oimer li'kashi yival le'nega achar yitzar himenu. If and when he develops another nega, and then becomes purified from that nega, he becomes purified from this nega as well. He remains in a state of impurity unless the first tzara spreads over his entire body, which is a cause for tahara, or unless the nega shrunk to less than the shear before he cut it off. In this case, their opinions are reversed. Rabbi Yezer does not impose a permanent penalty, while the Rabbanan do. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yezer loy kasha. Rabbi Rav Eliezer only penalizes permanently in the case of Bechor, because otherwise the owner would inflict a blemish in any carbon and lose nothing, because he would have to wait for another blemish regardless. However, Rav Eliezer does not penalize him in the case of Tzaras, because penalizing him until he gets another nega is enough of a deterrent, because he risks staying tame forever if he does not get another nega, and he gains nothing by cutting it off. Additionally, Rabbanad Rabban Leikasha, but my Da'avit Kansua, they penalized him with whatever he did wrong. Therefore, Ichavan Lemishar Yibahim Mumo Kansu Rabbanan, Debahim Mumo Loy Lishtarile. Where he intended for this blemish to permit the animal, we penalize him that his actions are not effective, that this blemish does not permit it. But another blemish does permit it. However, Ichavan Letahuri Navshi Bahai Ketzitza Kansu Rabbanan. We intended to become purified from this nega, we penalize him and his actions are not effective, and that he never becomes purified from this nega. The Gemara inquires, Yitar Tznan Oy Viyitar Tznan. Does he become purified from the first nega as soon as he develops the second nega? Or when he becomes purified from the second nega, it is effective for the first as well? I think Mark explains, Nafki Mina, Lachasin Shanir by Nega. This is relevant in the case of a chasin who developed the second nega. If we say that he immediately becomes purified from the first nega, then we would not inspect the second nega until after Hesheva Brach. However, if the first nega does not become purified until the second one does, then there's no way to give the chasen any special dispensation, and he remains tamei because of the first nega. Take it, this matter remains unresolved. The Gemara inquires, if one inflicts a blemish on the bechor and then dies, is the penalty also extended to his son, the heir? I think Gemara explains, Lidi de kans Rabbanan v'holesei, perhaps Rabban penalized him, and he's no longer here. If so, the son may slaughter the Bechor based on this blemish. Or l'mamayne kans Rabbanan v'ho'isei, perhaps Rabban penalized his property, the Bechor, which is still here. If so, the son may not slaughter the Bechor based on this blemish. The Gemara cites another halacha as proof. Sada shenitayva nidayra b'shvi'is le'tizar l'matzah shvi'is. If a field was fertilized during Shemitah, it may not be planted after Shemitah. However, hativa v'meis b'noi zara. If he then died, his son may plant it. Clearly, the Didei Kantz Rabbanan, Levrei Le Kantz Rabbanan. The Rabbanan penalized him, but not his son.